Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Peters. Thank you very much indeed, all of you, for responding to www.goforgold.lk. I know we have a lot of listeners and thank you for your suggestions. But I need to mention that the game yesterday in the IPL between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings, scheduled to be played in Delhi, sadly, was abandoned due to Mother Nature's wrath. Only three overs were bowled and Punjab Kings batting first were 25 runs for the loss of two wickets. And then we had rain. Covers came on and never got off. So that game, sadly, was abandoned. But today we do have a very exciting game. Mumbai Indians will be playing against Rajasthan Royals. Now, this game has an extra interest if we are Sri Lankan supporters, obviously, because Mumbai Indians have been coached by Mahela Jayawardena and Rajasthan Royals by Kumar Sangakkara. And also, Mumbai Indians have the luxury of having Lasith Malinga as their bowling coach. Great game to look forward to. Mumbai Indians have lost one game this season, and it will be a challenge for them. But let's see as to how they get about it. Mumbai Indians are being captained by Hardik Pandya. Right, and also in the cricketing world, we do have Sri Lanka under-19 ladies playing against the English under-19 ladies in Australia today. And that will be a very interesting game because Sri Lanka under-19ers will be given a test. Let's hope that they'll come out on top. Then tomorrow, the Sri Lankan under-19ers play again. So it's back-to-back for the Sri Lankan under-19ers because they'll be playing the Aussie under-19 girls tomorrow as well. And Sri Lanka A-team will host New Zealand A-team at Hambantota. Remember, the first game that was concluded in goal was just a one-sided affair where New Zealand were completely outplayed. They were beaten by 140 runs. We expect them to perform well because remember, these are A teams and some of these players have not played in these humid conditions, that's for sure. But we wish both Sri Lanka A and New Zealand A all the very best. Now, we did have a few inquiries about schools rugby league. Remember, we just concluded the President's Knockout Tournament in which Trinity College Kandy were crowned as worthy champions. But now it's time for league, and the league tournament will get underway soon after the holidays. So we've got a 2 to 2.5 weeks break here. 18 schools have qualified to play in Tier A, divided into three different groups. Group 1A consists of defending champions Trinity College Kandy, Isipathana, D.S. Senanayaka, Sri Sumangala, St. Anthony's College, Katuka Stutter, and Lumbini College. Group 2 or Tier 2B, Wesley College, Colombo, St. Peter's College, Joseph's College, apologies, Ananda, Mahanama, and Prince of Wales. Let me run through that because of the middle muddle. Wesley, St. Peter's, St. Joseph's, Ananda, Mahanama, and Prince of Wales. Group C will consist of Royal College, St. Thomas's College, Kingswood, Zahira, Science, and of course, last but not the least, Thurston College. We hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. I know it's pretty short, pretty brisk. That's because we've had limitations for cricket and rugby news hot off the field. Well, we look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Stay safe while we spin your record. An oldie for your listening pleasure.